You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right.
I can't be that DJ.
You might want to welcome us back.
Hey, yeah, welcome. I can't be that DJ to talk into the intro of the song, right?
Here we go.
All right, there you go. You're on.
Hit the post.
You're on.
Welcome us back and hit the
welcome,
post.
Welcome, welcome.
Yeah. Here we go.
Truck driving record.
Wow, Todd Magnuson rock and roll. Todd.
Okay, he's close. That was close.
Got the job and started up the road. A little disappointed, Todd. Just got to be honest with you.
Let me take more coffee.
Wow.
Todd Magnuson. As he closes the cover. Yeah, off.
Todd Magnuson. Okay, you have the record store, and you got a turntable. It's the first time we used a turntable in two years.
Awesome. 2 years? Oh, it's just going to be
another
show.
It's a year and a half.
Whatever. I've been 25 years probably since I played the record turntable, but I love it. I just love that it's sound.
Great. Nothing better.
Yeah. Nothing better. Do you play one at home? I mean, do you have one at home?
That's it. If I'm at home, that's all I listen to is records. Wow, yeah, I don't have a CD player at home or nothing. I mean, we'll put the radio on once in a while, but it's if we're going to put a...
Really?
It's records. I have an upstairs record player, downstairs record player.
That's sweet, man. Got some text here. I remember having a Journey 8-track from Gizmo. Do 8-tracks have any value?
Certain ones. You know, there's obviously the classic rock with anything. The classic rock, the heavy metal, the punk rock cassettes. I had like 4 cassettes or 8-tracks, Ramones, MC5. And those sell for big money because they're rare. You know, it's the rarity of everything. And there's a friend of mine that lives in Appleton who's got a big 8-track collection. So
I remember talking to a guy that actually played the 1980 Olympic team from Northern Minnesota. They had like about 5 guys there, and they hated the guys from like Boston College and all those places. Yeah. And they got in a fight one time kind of because the guy was wearing a Ramones shirt from Boston, and the guy, who's that? And so that's you're a bunch of they were all country from up north and classic, you know, old AC/DC.
Never seen stuff
and
like
the guys
that.
From East Coast were into the Ramones, and they try to play that in the locker rooms. Like, turn that crap off. So different cultures back then where you were from meant a lot though, didn't it?
Certain music you listen to, certain, you know, the metal guys and the punk rock guys, and I don't think it matters much anymore. Everybody listens to everything, I think.
At rock and roll land, that's got to give you some, I don't know what the word's comfort, but it's got to be fun to see young kids listening to stuff that you listened to when you were a young kid. You know what I mean?
Most of the young kids, that's all they want is all that old stuff. You know, there's
My son loves Fleetwood Mac.
Right.
Young girl that comes to the store, she's been coming since she was 13, she's 16. You know, she was at AC/DC last night in Minnesota, you know.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's awesome, though, isn't it?
She loves Kiss and AC/DC and Motley Crue. And
it's like they discovered it.
Well, you know,
that's what I get a kick out of. Like, Dad, have you ever heard?
But we got some text coming in. Coach Kathy, John Denver's greatest hits.
Oh, that was
her first one?
That's popular again.
Is it?
For some reason, all of a sudden, John Denver records are going out the door. Like,
really?
Yeah. What a great... his music is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
His voice, honestly. It's 20 to 30-year-olds buying John Denver records out of the blue all of a sudden.
Wow. What else would surprise you?
Not really anything anymore at this point. But, you know, somebody will ask a random, like, do you have, you know, Pure Perry League or...
Yeah.
Or REO Speedway.
I always loved their artwork. Pure Prairie Lake had great artwork on their covers.
Well, I was going to go back to John Denver. What makes something, you know, sometimes they'll, like a community, some island or something, it'd go on, what, Facebook, and somebody, and then also it becomes tourists go there, and sometimes they like it, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
What is something like a John Denver, which has been dormant for, what did he die? That was a few, what, 25?
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
What triggers something like that?
Maybe it's a song in a movie.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
You know, I've heard that. Movies soundtracks really bring back somebody's,
I bet.
Something like Guardians of the Galaxy playing all these old songs, the Elvin Bishop songs and all these stuff. Some people are looking for those records.
Yeah.
On and on. Yeah. On. That was a good makeout song. It was.
Did you actually? Did you actually partake?
Okay,
John?
What happened? To that, what happened to that girl, John? Yeah. Went to the other side.
You know what? I dumped her. I broke up with her. Yeah, okay. Because I had a hotter girl chasing me.
Yeah.
Got another text. Chasing her. Hi, Spencer. Making mom and dad so proud of your accomplishments.
All right,
Michelle. There you go,
there
my man.
There you go. Mom's
nicely. Listening. Also got this one. When I was at Todd's store, I saw a high school kid buy a Yes album.
Yeah, totally. I love it. You know,
that's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
You know, and I'm always happy. I'm like, oh, if you like that, you should like this. You know, there's right. always that spur of the moment, spontaneous yeah. people in the store that
well,
I can suggest
like Happy
stuff,
Day, or not
you know?
Happy Day, the American Graffiti, that gave so many yeah. artists that had retired, they couldn't get a gig, they couldn't get a high school dance, yeah. brought them back into the yeah. front and center, didn't
yeah.
it, though?
Yeah, for sure.
It's, you know, not politically, but how sometimes they criticize, you know, baby boomers, which is what, you know, we are, and then they're picking up our music, which yeah. is what we are. So.
Okay, okay, let me just ask you this, though. Oh, I got this. On and On is Stephen Bishop, not Elvin Bishop. Sorry, yeah. I think I made out to him, too.
But as long as you didn't make out with him, because that would be a totally different
era.
Outcome.
Not yep. there's anything wrong, yeah.
but
just
as long
era,
as it right? wasn't Joy Bishop. Okay. But,
for those of you wow. of a certain age group,
right. yes. I'm back to my age.
Wow, okay. So, okay. But I'm not even joking about this. Okay, so his dad or his uncle, his family had those albums. Would something like that, because it's, you know, so not mainstream, mm-hmm. does that give value to those types of artists?
Yeah, because there's it's, you know, if it's a local thing, I'll have a section of local bands, whether Milwaukee was Green Bay, Shawnee. Right. There's can't think of the guy's name, had a band in Shawnee, and I have one of his records on the back wall.
Oh, and there's yeah, I think that can be cool. That's very localized.
It's collectible.
Collect
any kind
but, right.
of
right.
And the reason I say this, because I used to be a big football and baseball card collector, huge. Okay, yeah. And some of the most obscure names were the most valuable cards.
Yeah,
because they were in good shape a lot of times because they didn't get beat up and, you know what I mean, tossed around. Yeah. I mean, guys I never heard of would be worth more than, I don't want to say Mickey Mantle, but somebody that you would absolutely know. Yeah. It's like, who is this guy? But they had value.
Yeah. You look at like who would have collected a Bob Uecker cards?
Right.
You know, and now it's valuable. Oh, man. It's priceless,
absolutely.
You know, just because I've become what he's become.
Absolutely.
I get a kick out of people who are, really, they become more worth dead than when they were alive. I mean, yeah. look at Vince Lombardi, for God's sake.
No question. Yeah. No question. And I told this story a million times. I used to have I was an angry kid. And when the Packers would get beat by like the Colts or the Bears, I would take their cars. This is true. So I'd go in the backyard and I'd tack them up to trees and take my BB guns and shoot their eyes out. So I shot out Jim Brown, Johnny Unitas, some of the great players.
Took your frustration
took
on
my
that.
Frustration
yeah.
on
so, oh, my, wow. my parents would have put me in therapy back then. So your parents just, they didn't
go
do
in
it.
The backyard and shoot.
Johnny's just being Johnny. Yeah,
right. He'll grow out of
Johnny,
it.
Johnny, you
here
need
we are,
more six, BBs?
Here we are, you know, 50 years later. So back to these youth groups. Do you get asked to speak to groups, or do they come
I
in?
I haven't. No, there, and you know, I
there's this. Is there some kind of
and we want people to keep texting your right. number one album,
right? Are there talk chat groups or whatever?
Not really. I just kind of stay engaged with people through our social medias, and you know, I'm always happy to answer questions and stuff. And people just, you know, when they come into the store for the first time, you know, it's a lot. You know, we have, you know, 10,000 records on the floor. You
and
know,
I see
so.
Lines outside your store when yeah. you have events.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and you have that one event. It's ridiculous, yeah. right?
Tomorrow, right?
What time do they start?
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you know, sorry, but I remember last year. But what time do people start lining up?
I half expect their line be there today already.
Wow.
You know, and as early as probably 5 o'clock tonight for sure, there'll be 300-400 people waiting outside.
Unbelievable.
To get in for 7. We open at 7 a.m.
You let them use the bathroom or anything?
I put a porta potty.
Oh, you did? Like,
yeah. Wow. Customer service.
That's our third
Trisha
year at the
says
new store.
Bay City Rollers. I remember yeah. when that came yes. out in like 1975. Lisa, is it Lizzo?
Lizzo.
Lizzo. Truth Hurts didn't become popular until it was in a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
Sarah.
So the movies right. are engaging music, whether it's older or newer. Mm-hmm. And if it's a hit movie, it really gets them. The music has become such a popular thing. And
I remember the movie Goodfellas. Their soundtrack was really popular.
Still,
Is it still?
Oh, yeah.
Because it brought back those right. early 60 crooners
yep.
type things. And it gave them another career.
There's a video game movie that even used like older songs, like 50s and 40s stuff, like the Ink Spots and stuff like that, where they're now everybody's looking for those records, and those used to be dollar records. Now I'm like, oh, maybe I can get $5 for these now, you know.
Got a text here. I drew on my Bob Uecker cards, colored in his teeth. Dang.
Dang.
We don't need that kind of language here.
It's amazing what, we talk about movies, but not just the music. I mean, the community where it happened, the fashions that they're wearing. Yeah. Movies can really influence and bring things back that totally. It's always been
no question.
There. It's always
you get style.
Brings back
and,
a cool factor.
It does.
Yeah, you get style and yeah, obviously the music and it's just, I think it's
okay. We're gonna keep taking more texts, but we gotta switch gears. One quick thing. What was it like growing up in a bar in Green Bay back in the days?
I don't remember. No. It was fun. My dad owned bars my whole life. So
and which bars?
He had Lou's Next Door Pub in the 70s, the Ritz on Pine Street.
And
Speeds.
Which was legendary. I told you that story when Herb Brooks, the Olympic coach, used to play for St. Paul's Saints, I think. And they play against the the Bobcats. And I said, what was it like coming to Green Bay? Oh, man. So we'd play two games, like a Saturday and a Sunday, or Friday and Saturday or whatever. So we'd spend the night. He said, which was great. And he said, we'd fight like crazy. And we'd all get together at Speeds and chase women that night. It was the greatest. Like, we all love coming to Green Bay because of a bar called Speeds.
Yeah. And he had a stage, so you'd do bands. So, and when my brother and I were kids, we'd go help clean. And we'd find guitar picks, drumsticks, and then find money, quarters. And the most exciting time was somebody would find a $5 bill on the floor or something. And that was a lot of money in the 80s.
Yeah. Absolutely.
People who've come to Green Bay, live in Green Bay, when they hear the name Green Bay, they think good things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I visitors, think so. Win or lose, it's just...
Totally.
We did something right.
Yeah.
What was Broadway like back then, though?
Broadway was a little sketchier back then. I think Broadway's safer now than it's ever been.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But even at that time, I think some people had a good time there. I just don't...
I think it's just known.
Right.
You know, with the small town, big Packers, you know, obviously. And I think it's just known as a, you know, you're pretty safe.
But,
you know.
But there was, not good things happening.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to 1977. Tempe, Arizona. Oh, yeah.
Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money, then they break your heart. Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam. Taken from the fire into the frying pan. On and on, she just keeps on trying. And she smiles when she feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Mine on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, and of course, the Civic Media app. Nice day out there. Forecast, Green Bay 33 right now, Appleton 34, Oshkosh 30. High today in the low to mid 50s. A lot of things going on this week. And I'll tell you what, how about a little Stephen Bishop bringing us back to a great time and a great era. You know what you should do tomorrow? You should go down to the greatest record store in all of Northeast Wisconsin, Rock and Roll Land. It's National Record Store Day.
See you there.
See you there.
All right, hey.
Hi, Todd. Good morning.
What do you think?
Actually,
perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, if this doesn't work out, maybe we'll get you on a love song station or
there
something.
There you go.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Night. It'd be like you ever
all
see the movie?
People that
you probably never
sleep.
Saw this movie. Play Misty for me.
Yes.
No.
Remember that movie? You remember that movie, Todd? And that put what's her name on the map. Because they played this song first time at Roberta Flack.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was in that movie, because he was a disc jockey. He was exactly like what I just impersonated. Mm-hmm. And this one girl would always call up, hi, would you play Misty for me?
Oh.
Okay, who's listening tonight? And that was the whole theme of that movie, and that helped make her huge. Got some other texts coming in. Michelle says, I love the Moody Blues album. That was actually blue. My mom played it every day. Another one, my first album I bought in the eighth grade at Shopko on Military. Love Shopko. They also had Shopko liquor attached to it. That was always a big stop.
The first store.
Yeah. I have hundreds of 45 records from my parents' supper club in the 70s. Nice collection from Johnny Cash to Ray Conniff.
Nice.
Oh. Ooh.
A couple of years ago, I bought a really cool jazz collection from a restaurant, and they were full LPs that they played these jazz records. And I think it was in Algoma, and they had stamped on the records, Never a Bum Steer, and whatever the supper club was. Okay. I can't remember. But they were, some of them were a little rough, but they were so awesome. And the story that they played these records in the 60s and 70s, why people were eating at the supper club, was just amazing.
That's fantastic.
You know, those old, jukeboxes.
Right.
Boy, they would burn those 45s pretty hard. That needle coming down, you get that, that chew burn. Yes, right? My grandfather had a bar, too. And so there were, 45s from there. And then he worked at a junkyard later in life. And he would collect all these things. And so I would have them. And it was just awesome.
I want to be your grandpa.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to do both those cool jobs. Stuff.
I remember changing 45s out of my dad's jukebox. And back then, they didn't care to keep the whatever 45 was going off. So we had always had a stack of 45s and then the little 45 stacker, and we just keep shuffling through all those 45s.
You know, I saw a thing on Facebook or whatever, somebody said, pool table, free, you got to pick it up, you got to do everything, don't touch it. It was in rough shape, it was a bar pool tip, took it home and took off some parts. It hadn't been changed in like 20 years with the quarters. The entire thing, all the way around the thing, were quarters, like 20
just
years.
Overflowing.
Yeah, but they didn't know until they took off the cover.
Yeah.
And he said, awesome. My God, this is unbelievable. So that would be cool to have. Got another one. Talk about what Spencer is up to. Okay, we shall. Spencer is doing, and again, he's using a football instead of a paintbrush. He's painting two iconic images of Curly Lambeau. And I would say the other one is Tony Canadeo. Or no, Don Hudson.
Yeah, okay.
Don Hudson. Good. That's Don Hudson and Curly Lambeau. He's painting these live on the air. You can see it on our live stream right now. And what we're going to do, Jim's organization,
the New Community Shelter.
Whoever wants to buy these is going to go. Half is going to that. Mine is going to the first veterans homes of Wisconsin with that whole bunch that they're just awesome.
Gail Noll.
And the whole bunch. And they're going to be getting the proceeds. So we're going to be putting these up for sale when he's done. Look, that's almost scary.
I know. It's been here, 45 minutes?
And he's using a football.
Yeah.
The football.
He's using a football. Unbelievable.
Later on, I want him to tell us what's the oddest thing he's ever used to paint.
Okay.
It's got to be close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about that. Hey, one other thing we got to talk about here, Todd, about your event tomorrow, which is absolutely huge. But we've been talking about, people selling their own. Let's make one thing kind of clear about what you got going on tomorrow. It's such a huge event. We don't want people getting kicked off.
People start lining up tonight for an event that opens up tomorrow morning at 7. So.
And no buying records tomorrow. So hold tight on bringing your collections in. Saturdays in general are pretty tough for me to look at records. During the week is always best. Tuesday through Friday, we open 11 to 5. And I can go through a collection pretty fast. I get a good gist of what's there versus condition, and I can assess a collection pretty quickly.
But for National Record Store Day tomorrow is the day that people come in and they buy.
They buy. Yeah, it's come in and buy records.
And why is tomorrow so special? I mean, why are people lining up now to get into your store tomorrow?
It's the limited releases, the Wicked soundtrack. We got one copy.
Oh, my gosh.
They pressed 2,000.
So, in the country?
In the country.
You have one of
copy.
Wicked?
Yeah. So it's the soundtrack, but it's a different art, different colored records. There's a green record, pink record. So we got one copy, which years ago, if they were doing such a low run, you got allocated, and sometimes you would get none. So the last 3 years, they've kind of said, okay, let's make sure every store gets at least one that participates in Record Store Day. So
do you auction it off, or is it the first?
Some stores do that. I have to put it out there. I think it would be more of a hassle for me to try to figure out an auction.
Right.
And it's only, I think it's a $30 record, $40 record or something like that. So
that's not like a $300.
No, what if 10 people all come in and they want that record?
It's going to be whoever's first. So we keep the line in order. So whoever's first has their first shot. Well, and they might not even want that one. So the chances of you're being third or fourth or fifth,
Wouldn't you buy it and sell it to the guy behind you? I mean, I don't know. I believe the first guy would.
Well, yeah, but not everybody's like you, Jim.
Sometimes, you know, it's a true fan that really wants it. If these guys are going to sit outside all night.
Yeah.
Let have
and you do have a porta potty.
We do have a porta potty. I was trying to get a coffee vendor to be out there, but there's so much going on with the draft coming up and everything going on. There's a tattoo convention. There's just so much, so I never got a hold of a coffee vendor.
Some entrepreneur comes through with subs. Yeah, I've been in those.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No, they do that. They do
but
that.
That's cool. You got to feel good about that.
That's a fun event. It's
kind of used to be so nerve-wracking, and now I just keep increasing the order every year, and, you know,
And for them, it's, look, they all want to get their albums, but it's also kind of a cool thing. Like, remember when they had when the stores opened for, Thanksgiving and all that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Black Friday type thing.
It's a camaraderie. They have fun.
I know the cool thing about it, just in talking with you, you might have somebody 16 years old and somebody 75 years old, and they're going after the same album.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And that probably will happen tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, Mino, could you try the record one more time? We'll do it one more time before we wrap that up for the day. Let's see. Maybe a different cut this time. Okay. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, whenever you're set, I'm set for you.
Hey, everybody, how we doing? I know yesterday was Trucker Thursday. You know what? Today is also Trucker Friday. And you know what we've got coming your way?
Trucker.
I'm sorry?
It's always a good day for trucker music.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. You want to just be quiet there for a second? Hey, folks.
You got 20 seconds.
Truck driving, son of a gun. This one's going down to all of our folks out there. As I mentioned before, keep the shiny side up and keep the cops off your tail. And bugs off the windshield.
Everything and I ache from my head to my toes. I took so many pills that you went.
That was a traffic wreck. Thanks, everybody.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a great-looking Friday morning. Once again, highs in the low to mid-50s today. Our man Spencer Nolan Young is doing some unbelievable artwork live and in person, painting these iconic Packer paintings, which we are going to be auctioning off for both of our favorite charities, helping the homeless and helping vets. This could be great. What do you see what we got doing here? But we also have the Nettie Hill Band for the Heights Pub and Parlor Music. I'm sorry, I got a candy in my mouth, so I'm not speaking. So, Liz, go ahead and introduce yourselves if you don't mind.
We're the band Nettle Hill. We come from Menchoville, Wisconsin.
Was it Iron Buffalo?
Iron Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Man, love that place.
Still roaring.
I proposed to my wife at that place.
Did you really?
I'm not kidding.
So you were both drunk?
No. Yes.
That's a great
place. We're after.
Love it.
So Liz, it's you and your brother?
Yes, yeah.
And how's that working out?
Great. I mean, we always got along. I mean, there are a few incidences as children. But
are we going there?
No. Are we going there?
We've been getting along great.
All right, and then you brought this guy in.
Yeah, we're working on the adoption papers.
Okay. And John, you're all...
So we grew up 5 miles down the road.
Right. High school, we all seem the same age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go Panthers!
Yeah, you got it.
Well, that's great. So, and have you always been in music? You seem like you...
Pretty much, yeah. So I sang, I had classical training, and JD would steal my guitar when we were in high school, I think. Yep. And that's how he learned how to play.
Come across as maybe you had some parts of the school play?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Just a little.
Is there anything, we were standing outside letting them kind of do their own thing.
Sitting. Right.
Is there a better sound than a banjo?
No, it's awesome. I mean, really.
I'm not even kidding.
It's fun to listen to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just you guys are fun to listen to.
I think I'm a guitar player. That's my main instrument. I've picked this up over the years, and I'm still learning this thing. My biggest fear is someone really knowing what they're doing, hearing me,
whatever you're doing, there's some great sounds coming out of it.
So I went and saw Earl Scruggs play.
Oh, really?
I went out after that and bought a banjo.
No. They're tough. They're really hard.
They are much, much harder than I thought. Took lessons, but just... I mean, that is a great, great instrument, and you can have a lot of fun with that. So, all right.
Tell us about your history. How did you guys get, you know, how did you put it all together and make some money doing music?
We're still working on that part.
Yeah, everybody says that. I didn't say a lot of money. I said making money.
Kind of a drunken night. I was at a show in Manitowoc, and the bands were playing, and I walked up to like the promoter of that event, and I said, "Hey, you know my brother JD? Yeah, we sing together, and we're in a band. We could open, you know, for one of your shows." And he's like, "Cool, that's awesome." 2 days later, he books us, but I hadn't told JD that we were a band yet.
Totally. Yeah, you listen to your sister. Yeah.
So then we had to do all the things, come up with the name, and get our 45-minute set list, and then we just went
like
from there.
That?
Wow. Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Tell me about the name.
Sure.
Yeah, Nettle Hill. We were looking for a band name because we just made up a band on a whole cloth. We better have a name. Right around the time we were looking for a name, there's an article in our Herald Times newspaper about the history of Cato, which is a town not too far from where I grew up. And that town's name was originally Nettle Hill. She sends me that and says, "What do you think about that?"
Wow, is that
there's
cool.
Our name.
There's always a cool story behind some of these names. That's awesome, JD. That's very cool.
You know what I want to do? I want to buy, I thought about it again yesterday. I'm coming through there, and I think it's off of P or one of those roads that are, there's that big old greenery. Do you know what I mean? Are they going to turn that into something? I think that'd be such a great venue place, wouldn't it?
I think it's on Zillow.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
I think it's for sale.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, man.
Let's make it happen.
Okay, I'm in. I'm all in.
The greenery and Brilliant, the same idea. They turned it into a wedding venue.
Right.
It's really cool.
But you know the place I'm talking about. It's a band. It's just majestic standing out there.
Nettle Hill Coliseum, man. That's what you guys are going to be playing.
I like it. Well, let's hear a little something.
All right, you guys.
Here we go. Introduce yourself.
Yep,
Liz.
We're the band Nettle Hill. This is our song, 7 Years.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
buys me a drink, takes me out on the floor. We don't stop till we get to the door. He said he loves me, but I know he's a liar. When he looks at me, I feel the fire. I'm a long, long way from home. I'm not sleeping on my own. He ain't gotta know.
All right. Did you write that?
I wrote that.
You wrote that one. Okay.
You know what's so funny? It's like if you're just watching him and, you know, beautiful voice, beautiful woman, the whole but it's like, ooh, is that an angry person? But you do it in a real nice way. That is so cool.
And what I love is this, the harmony is great, right? But between siblings, it's just, there's just something, that's right? You've heard that before.
Tell us again about your voice training, though. What a beautiful voice.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I had some lessons in high school. And yeah, just like, I think classical training is the way to go, no matter what, you know, avenue you go. But
so you're big into music theater. What play would you put on that she would be the lead singer in?
Oh, boy.
He's going to say Sound of Music. That's for sure, right?
Yeah, yeah. She'd be the lead. I know that.
Yeah.
she's like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where am I going?
Her brother's laughing. He goes, well, of course, I could have told you that. So. No, that's great. You just trained in high school?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to go back for some more vocal training, I think.
Right.
You know, but...
And that's available. Aren't you kind of pleased with the music and the arts in...
Oh, yeah.
Even, you know, Reidsville, but the whole area, right? Manitowoc, the conservatory. Yes. I mean, it's pretty cool what we have here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of really talented people out there.
This guy, you know, runs the greatest record store in America, okay? When are you guys going to have some? When are you going to drop an album?
We got one out from a couple years ago. We recorded it during the pandemic or whatever.
Really?
So 2020. Yep, it's on all the streaming things and such. So that was on there. But we're just about done with we're finishing up the second one.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Did you say something?
No.
Tell us about, but I have that written down, though. I asked you, Liz, where you're going to be playing, but tell us about how we...
Find your music. I want to listen to this.
Right, this website and streaming and all that. Where are you? Okay.
I'll let JD take over.
JD.
I'm the website maintainer.
All right.
Yeah, IT guy. We've got our music on, you know, Spotify, YouTube, all the places you can get it. You can buy our CD on our website, nettlehillband.com. We've got the one out right now, and we've got another one in the works very soon.
So on Spotify, we just write down to Nettlehill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nettlehill, the album's called Set Fire to a Perfect Story.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Set Fire to a Perfect Story on Spotify.
And are you the writer for all the songs?
No, I wrote some. We all kind of write a couple here and there. We all about even close. They've wrote a few more. This one, there'll be a few more. So
that's so awesome.
Can it's I ask fun. You?
Go ahead.
Okay, just how often do you get together practice? Is it like...
We play a lot. So it's like
okay,
every
now,
week.
You guys are dairy farmers, right?
I'm still a... Yeah,
did you guys literally ever practice in the barn type things? Yes or no?
We usually make it into the house, but I've had to run off during practice to go check a cow time or two.
Really? Wow. Where are you guys going to be playing? Where can we see you guys live?
So we're going to be...
you can pick it up. It's okay, Liz.
Yeah.
Test her eyesight.
We're going to be at Thirsty Joe's. That's in Mishicot. And that's going to be on April 19th. So... next Saturday. We're there from 7 to 10. And
that's an awesome little community down there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I love Mishicot.
Yeah, it's never love Mishicot. Mishicot.
Right?
I agree.
Mishicot shows up and they party.
They do. They do.
You know, another, I think it was Dennis that told us one of the craziest groups they ever get with Piper is Newton. The town of Newton.
Newton.
Yeah, yeah. They can turn it up there, too.
Yeah, Manitowoc County brings it strong.
They do. They do.
Yes.
Have you guys played the Wharf?
Not lately. A couple times, yeah.
We were there for the glam band one time, but we didn't, because it was so crowded. It was a beautiful night, so we were at the sub place, right above the submarine, at the Maritime Museum, and that sound coming over the water there at night, magical. It was like amphitheater-type sound.
Yes.
It was just so cool.
So, Mishicot, next Saturday?
Next Saturday, yep. And then April 26th, we're at the Gray Fox, which is Fox Hills in Mishicot again. We're going to be there from 8 p.m. to midnight. And then we'll be at Tapped on the Lakeshore. That's like Manitowoc, Two Rivers area. We're there noon to three.
Wow. That Lakeshore, that's
May 3rd. Yeah.
Those are some nice places. And that Fox Hills is another place that's a good golf course.
Yeah, they're great to us. Yeah. We haven't played at Thirsty Joe's yet. That'll be our first time there, but heard great things about it.
It is.
All right, looking forward to it. We get a quick break.
Nettle Hill, the Nettle Hill Band, Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. They are spectacular. You're going to hear more from them as soon as we come back.
Get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get
I'll tell you, when you talk about a voice, huh? Oh my gosh. Got a text here. Missing you guys this morning. Dennis Peters from the Glam Band. Dennis just a little under the weather right now, resting up for about 14 gigs he's got coming up in 3 days during the draft. We've got Todd Magnuson, Rock and Roll Land, National Record Store Day. That's tomorrow. Folks, It's so huge. It's incredible. But talk about some of the bands you got coming in, Todd.
So then we do shows at the store as well. And May 10th, we got a all-female bluegrass band coming, the Rosie Days Band. And then Jenny Don't and her Spurs are going to be back from Portland, Oregon, be back July 1st. Tickets will go on sale Tuesday.
All right.
Awesome. And again, once again, what's going on at your store tomorrow and where you guys are?
Record Store Day, 838 South Military Avenue. You'll see the line of people waiting outside, wondering what's going on. Open at 7 a.m., goodie bags to the first 50 people, free coffee and donuts once you get inside. Fun day. DJ. Awesome.
Did you just call it National Record Store Day, or is it truly?
It's truly National Record Store Day.
Really? So this is going on coast to coast.
Yeah. And everybody does a little something different, but it's basically the same event in general. It's to get everybody to come to the record store and spend the day.
And if there's tomorrow wouldn't be that day, but if there's anything more fun than going, like when I used to be on the road for Green Bay and there'd be a record, it's like, there's nothing more fun than the nostalgic, great feel when you're going through those bins. It's like, oh, I remember this Eagles album. I remember
the best part sometimes. Yeah. It's so therapeutic just to flip through the bins and see what's there. And
it brings back memories like you can't believe.
Well, I'm just wondering, Todd, too, like if you do travel, are there different types of, you know, is the collections at different stores around the, you
sometimes
know, is it different?
You see regional things like down in Texas. I was able to find some like Texas rockabilly bands and stuff that are kind of obscure here. You get down south, you get a little more soul and R&B just because it just doesn't make it to Green Bay, some of that stuff. So you'll see regional things. You go to Minneapolis, you might see more replacement Soul Asylum.
Prince,
obviously. But it's the... I read something.
It's like, maybe I got this wrong. Maybe I'm exaggerating, which I don't normally do. But I want to say it's almost like $100,000 for this certain Prince album.
You would believe the insurance policy we have here.
The Black Album.
Okay.
And it got pulled, or he pulled it. I forget the story. And
but so some had gotten out.
There's like maybe a couple thousand that got out. So it's crazy, that record, if you find it. But then it's been bootlegged or been...
Right.
So there's fake ones out there too, but...
But that's the one. Was I right?
I think you may have been.
Thank you.
I wasn't listening, but anyway. So,
we got to ask everybody here, though. Favorite musician or favorite album that you ever bought?
And if we could do two real quick, and I want to know who influenced you to get into this.
And then you're going to play again.
Yep.
Who influenced the play guitar?
If your parents or a teacher or some.
I played Guitar Hero once, and then I put it down. And
that's awesome.
I picked one up, and it was
first album or CD or whatever it was in your era.
My favorite one is Tom Waits.
Tom Waits, very cool. Liz?
I would say my influence would be my Aunt Mary. She was really, she is really big into the Christian kind of rock. Okay. Sounds like Amy Grant. So she would definitely have been my inspiration. First album.
Sounds like Sister Aunt Mary. You know, sounds like a nun. When you said that, I don't know.
Patsy Cline.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Do you do Crazy?
I do, yeah.
Oh, can we hear Crazy next? I can even.
I don't have it. I could jump
in with you.
Okay.
I do a great Patsy Cline.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
JD, probably most meaningful album purchases I've ever made were the first two White Stripes records. White Stripes, self-titled, and just still.
Wow.
Haven't had the same musical taste since.
Oh, that's
a little shift
awesome.
In where I was going.
Nice. Give yourselves a plug one more time. Name of your band. Where you're going to be?
We're the rock and roll band Nettle Hill. We come from Menchelville, Wisconsin. And we're going to be in Mishicot on the 19th and 26th at Thirsty Joe's in the Gray Fox.
Phenomenal. Folks in the Lakeshore, you got to get out and see these people. What do we got coming up next, Liz?
Hang on. We're gonna do the art, guys.
Oh,
we're going to do the art. Yeah, the debut of the art.
Look at this. All right, Spencer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spencer Nolan Young, who is the greatest artist in the United States of America, has just completed his two iconic original pieces of art. These will be for sale. One is going to Jim's Homeless Shelter, NEW Community Shelter. The other one is going to help our First Homes Village of Wisconsin. We're going to have those up on an auction type thing. Right, Todd?
Yeah. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to give them to the organizations,
yeah.
And then they'll contact the organizations. Exactly. But we're going to show them off here.
We're
going
to have
them
displayed for the next couple of weeks.
Yep.
So even if you're walking by outside on the sidewalk, you'll be able to see them.
That is awesome, Spencer.
Spencer, congratulations, man. Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, thank you.
Can't wait to see all the things you're doing at the draft, too, buddy.
Yeah.
We'll have you on again, okay? Real soon.
Awesome.
You're the best. Tell your mom said hello. All right. Nettle Hill Band, ladies and gentlemen, closing out the week. Listen close because they're phenomenal.
When you came to me, brokenhearted, lonely man, nursing career got started. Now my reputation precedes me. Hush, think I hear another broken man. Supply of patience lined up at my door with trials and tribulations. Tell they don't need me no more. Here's your cool compress. Here's your bandage. I'm your medicine. You're taking me all for granted. Got an endless supply of patience lined up at my door.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.